el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Good morning, my fellow students. How are you today? Everybody is doing fine and ready to review week's fifth topic. In this program, you're going to work with vocabulary on objects, demonstrative pronouns, and WH and yes-no questions and answers.
Let's begin with the repetition of the vocabulary. Say the word after listening to the speaker. Pen.
Pen.
Book.
Book.
Pencil.
Pencil.
Notebook.
Notebook.
Door.
Door.
Window.
Window.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Ladder.
Ladder.
Chair.
Chair.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Desk.
Desk.
Screw.
Screw.
Nail.
Nail.
Remember, guys, this is used with singular objects that are close to us. That is used with singular objects far from us. Goodbye, class. We'll continue tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Carla and her mom are at home, and she's asking for the different objects.
What's that?
It's the chair, Mom. I want to sit with you while you clean the kitchen. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Oh, sorry, baby. I wasn't listening. What's your urgency?
Mom, is this a nail?
No, baby. That's a screw. It is good for holding or attaching things.
I heard that word. My friend said to me, I screwed up.
Oh, no, that's a different concept.
Really? What does it mean?
It means that everything in my life goes wrong.
Oh, I see. What is that, Mom?
That what?
That. What do you have in your hand?
Oh, this?
Yes, that.
This is a knife.
Mom said this because she is holding the object close. I said that because the object is far. Now I understand better what the teacher was saying in class.
Na 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 na.
Ma, is this an oven?
No, it isn't. It's a dishwasher. Can you go check the time in the living room?
Yeah, sure. Mom, it's 5:45.
Oh my gosh, I have to hurry up with dinner. I'm running late.
At what time is Dad coming?
He should be here by 7:15.
It's 5:45. Let me help with the salad and I'll set the table too. I'm done with the salad, Ma. Now I'm going to set the table.
Thanks, sweetie. You're such a good helper.
My pleasure, Ma.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Baker. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How many of you reviewed yesterday's lesson?
I did, teacher. My mom and I practiced it while we were talking.
Really? That's very good. And what about the rest of you?
We read the week fifth information and correct yesterday's exercises.
That's good. You're such a wonderful student.
Today we're going to continue with week fifth.
What's this?
It's a clock.
Is it an umbrella?
No, it isn't.
Is it a clock?
Yes, it is. It is a clock.
There are different ways to say the time in English. What time is it?
It's 8:20.
What time is it, Sam?
It's 20 past 8.
Yes, one can say 8:20 or 20 past 8. We can also say 7:45 or a quarter to 8.
At what time do you get home, Minsky?
I get home at a quarter to 5 or 4:45.
That's kind of late.
Absolutely. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Minsky.
What's this?
It is a science book. It is your brother's book.
Oh, it's his.
Is this box mine?
No, that's her box.
What's in her box?
Let her find out. Her indicates a female owner of the object, and his indicates a male owner of the object.
So, teacher, if it is a boy, it is his, like his car is red. The red car is Mark's. And her when the object belongs to her.
Okay, that's easy.
Bye, class.
Bye, team.
Este programa fue producido por ICER.
En colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.